but let it go into your imagination. I'm going to see. I will live to see a shaking in this world where 1 billion souls begin to come in. And one of the greatest harvests of all time. I was told if I'd come back, I'd see something else. You think about it tonight. The glory. The abiding glory is coming. The glory may be a little different than what you understand. The glory is like an outer raying in you. Up to now, when you had the glory on you, the only one that recognized it was the occult. And they want what you got. The body of Christ don't see it. But you're getting ready to wake up. For the night is far spent and the dawn is at hand. And we're getting ready for one of the greatest awakenings of all time. No revival, but awakening that never ends. And I think the awakening is you waking up to who you are. Now, I look back when I was down in Florida. I was famous once, and then I got infamous for a few years. And while I was infamous, the Lord, I needed people to talk to, and so he talked to me quite a bit. And one of the first things he told me to do down there is go to a black church and raise a person from the dead. Did. Then he began to tell me where all the hurricanes were going to come. And I began to prophesy the hurricanes. And one of the brothers I knew went to the Power and Light down in Panama City and said, hey, this man says there's another hurricane coming. He's prophesied these last two. And he's saying it's coming right here. And the man at the Power and Light said, that could save us millions. We'll move our equipment over here and we'll be ready when it comes. It come right in where I told him. After that, he went to this man and he said, would that man consider working for us? Now, this is what's going to be taking place with you. This is a realm. You think that it's just for a person like me? No, it's for every one of you. It is in your genetics. It was in your brother's genetics. And the things he did, you're called to do greater. I think everything that he did was a token that you need to be repeating. Signs and wonders glorifies your Father. I think it's about